It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey folks, what's going on? It's the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, all presented by Daily Joust. I am Dan Bach, go by DB730 in the world of Daily Fantasy, and this is the one podcast each and every day. We are going through the games from night to night, bringing you the big interviews from the top players, and of course, letting you know what's going on in the industry, so we thank you for checking us out. Today on the podcast, only a handful of games in the NBA, lots of games in college basketball, so we'll spend some time on that. If you haven't tried college hoops, if you got some money sitting in an account, play it for a couple of bucks. I mean, that's the one thing that I think is so underrated about daily fantasy, is that it can appeal to so many different people, whether you're a high-stakes player like Beer Makers fan who's throwing out like 535 games on FanDuel. And it's not just on FanDuel. Like I play on a lot of sites, and I've noticed I see beer there with like these 535 games and 250 games all over on like five different sites. So he's all over the place. But if you're not as high stakes as him, you know, there's $2 games, there's $1 games over on a number of sites. So that's the great thing about daily fantasy, is it appeals to such a wide audience. You don't have to be a quote-unquote gambler, a high-stakes gambler. You can view this as a hobby. And if you haven't tried college hoops, if you're looking for something to keep you interested on a Tuesday night, head on over to FanDuel, Daily Joust, Draft Street. All of them have tournaments as low as a buck and as high as, 500 if you really want to go that high. But we'll go over some of those games this evening. Also, hockey. Pretty big night in hockey. Again, I don't know enough about it to give you quality information. So rather than give you bad information, I just don't give you much at all. Even Dan's clueless hockey pick of the day has kind of fallen by the wayside. But on Friday's podcast, I'm going to bring more of an expert on to talk about it, because let's face it, there's no NBA that weekend because of the All-Star break. So JMBWNGFN, worst screen name ever. But he comes on and joins us, because it's hard to refer to somebody as that, but we'll just call him JMB. But he's a pretty big hockey guy, and also I think he did well qualifying for the FanDuel Baseball Championship last year. So we'll get his take on the fantasy industry, and that's going to come up on Friday's podcast. And then lots of good stuff coming up next week as well. Some cool promotions going to be launching that we'll let you in on. But that's going to be coming up next week. We still have today, though, on the podcast. Like I say, let's start out with a little bit of NBA basketball. Yeah, real quiet day here today in the NBA. Five games, and to be honest with you, not a whole lot I'm interested in, because there's quite a few teams playing today that I don't really like taking players from. I mean, you look at the Pacers, you look at the 76ers. I mean, those are probably two of the worst teams to have to pick players out of. And, they're only two of the 10 teams playing. So, kind of slim pickings today, but we'll go through these games and try and get you some good value plays and some good guys to take in daily fantasy tonight. Cavaliers and Pistons. Pistons are actually playing really well as of late, and the Cavs aren't too bad either. They're 12-17, 7-8 at home. I really think with getting Kyrie Irving back, he had a nice win the other day against Sacramento. But Rodney Stuckey, this guy has really moved into first gear here. He's averaging 25 points per game in the last four games. He's been getting it done, being much more aggressive for the Pistons. And one guy to maybe consider if you're looking for like a deep sleeper, you need some guy who can get you a lot of minutes and won't cost you a fortune, could be Jason Maxiell. He's a starter. He's cheap. 22 fantasy points last game. Hasn't really hit that number very often this year, so don't expect it necessarily to hit that number. But in terms of value per minutes played, he's not a bad guy out there. One guy I think is going to bounce back big is Greg Monroe. He should have a good game. Cleveland is pretty weak down low, and his salary has actually dropped on quite a few sites. So I think Greg Monroe is a good value tonight for the Pistons. As for the Cavs, Tristan Thompson had a great game versus Sacramento. He's had 21 and 34 points in his last two games. I think that's the high end. I watched him in that Sacramento game quite a bit, And, you know, he's a hustler. He's a guy who gets a lot of offensive rebounds and gets his points that way. If you keep him off the glass, he's probably not going to score that much. His price is starting to creep up a little bit, so I'm not sure if I necessarily go that route tonight. But the last two games, he's been getting it done with, obviously, the injuries to Anderson Varejao. He's getting extra minutes. Kyrie Irving, Ramon Sessions, both solid plays for Cleveland as they are both getting, obviously, quality minutes and putting up good stat lines. Hornets and Pacers, Roy Hibbert, he's been averaging 16 and 11 in the last three, although he was held to just 2 points and three rebounds in the last game against the Hornets. I would probably throw that one out, and I would consider Roy Hibbert a decent play at center tonight. George Hill looks like he might return from injury, but he's more of a defensive player. He doesn't have a whole lot of offensive game, so I think you can kind of ignore that side. As for the Hornets, Jarrett Jack, he went for 30 minutes last night with the 18.5 rebound, 5 assist game against Oklahoma City. So obviously he's back playing his full load of minutes, and if you look up and down how everything went yesterday, didn't really affect Grievous Vasquez all that much. He didn't have a great game, had 15 points, but didn't do much besides that. Gustavo Ayon, he's been a sleeper, but his salary is starting to climb in the range that I'm a little bit uncomfortable on in some sites, so make sure you check out his salary before you jump in there, because he's a good value based on how many minutes that he's playing. But again, I don't know if he's going to be a sleeper much longer. So moving on again, that's all I really like in that game. Not a big fan of many of the Pacers at all. Moving on, Kings and Heat. The bad thing about going with Dwayne Wade and LeBron James is they have been sitting so much in the fourth quarter. I mean, Dwayne Wade has only gone over 30 minutes in three of the last seven games. Now, the flip side of that is they still put up big numbers nonetheless, but that's the one frustrating thing and nerve-wracking thing when you take the Heat, and it's probably going to happen tonight. The Kings have lost 14 of 15 against the Heat and lost 9 straight in Miami by an average of 18 points, so likely these guys probably won't see the fourth quarter. Chris Bosh, pretty much been an afterthought with Wade on the court. His stats have gone way down since he returned from injury, so don't consider Chris Bosh. Obviously, the guy who's going to be in tons of lineups today is Isaiah Thomas. Had just a huge game against the Cavaliers last time out, and he's moved into the starting rotation the last two games, and he's going to stay there. So get him into your lineup. He's going to be cheap, and he's going to pay himself off. I really liked his game, really liked what I saw. It's going to be interesting to see how the defensive matchups work in this game, because Marcus Thornton has gone for 33 and 36 fantasy points in the last two, but the question is, does Dwayne Wade guard him, or does he guard Tyreke Evans? I certainly would not want to take the one that Dwayne Wade is going to guard in that matchup. He's one of the better defenders in the league. And Tyreke Evans just seems out of sorts. I've watched him quite a few times the last few games, and it just doesn't look like he's in a good rhythm with this current situation. I mean, honestly, I don't know why they keep him. They really should trade him, especially if they're going to move Isaiah Thomas into that point guard role. Not that Tyreke Evans is a true point guard, but then you got Marcus Thornton, who is certainly not a small forward. So it looks like they just have too many guards in that rotation right now. Moving on, 76ers and Grizzlies. Fourth game in five nights for the Grizz. I would not expect a great game from many of them. Probably a good chance 76ers get a win here tonight. Maurice Spates, he continues to do a really good job down low. Definitely consider him. And Mike Conley, he actually had 22 points in the second half the last time these two teams met. Philadelphia, though, they've been pretty cold. Only averaging 88 points per game in the last seven. That's not good. And there's just no consistency whatsoever in these 76ers players. I mean, you got a guy like Drew Holiday who'll go for 2 points, and then the following game he'll go for 20, and then he'll go back down to like 3 or 4 the next game. So the lack of consistency really makes it hard to take any of these 76ers. I mean, when your highest scoring player is a bench guy, you know, a guy like Evan Turner, I like him. He fills the stat sheet, but you don't know if he's going to play 16 minutes or if he's going to play 30 minutes. So just too much uncertainty there to go with the 76ers on a day-to-day basis. The game that I think is got the most potential to have some good fantasy numbers is the Spurs and the Blazers. The one thing that worries me, it is the third game in four nights for both of these teams, but the Spurs have put up 107 points per game in the last three. And Tony Parker, my goodness, what an amazing run he is on. Over 40 points in three straight games, all double-doubles in those matchups. And if you're looking for maybe some cheaper value plays on San Antonio, they got a bunch. DeJuan Blair, Matt Bonner, Gary Neal, all them had a nice game yesterday for their value, and Spurs are just playing excellent basketball right now, so I think they'll keep it up. I've talked about Nick Batum quite a bit the last week, and his streak of good games continued with the game versus the Lakers last night. As I told you, stay away from Gerald Wallace. He played terribly, but he usually rebounds pretty well after a bad game, especially at home. So don't be afraid to take Gerald Wallace tonight with this game in Portland. LaMarcus Aldridge had 29 points versus San Antonio earlier this year. So obviously a good option as usual at the power forward slash center position. So lots of guys to like in this game. But that's only the five games that we've got to worry about tonight in the NBA. Got lots of action pretty much all along the daily fantasy landscape. So best of luck in your games. Moving on to college hoops tonight, got a handful of guys for you to take a look at, and remember, you can get your games over there on FanDuel, DraftStreet, and Daily Joust. Here's the rundown of college basketball for this Tuesday night. Tyler Zeller of North Carolina, they take on NC State. He hasn't really been great the last two games. If you look at his game log, really underperformed based on how high his salary is. So that usually means a couple things. It probably has come down a little bit, and I expect a bounce back game. The last time they played against North Carolina State, he went for 21 points in 17 boards. So I like the chance of Zeller probably not to put that type of performance up, but I expect solid numbers. And with that, looking at that, obviously 17 rebounds is huge. I think Henson over there at North Carolina would not be a bad play in this matchup either. Harrison Barnes is the one guy who's really been lighting it up for North Carolina, but his price is a little bit too high for my liking. Kansas State, I like Rodney Magruder in this game. They're going against a Mizzou defense, which is very aggressive. And even though Magruder was hurt for a little while, he looks to be finally over that injury, as he's been a lot more aggressive on the offensive end in the last two. And he also had 20 points scoring in the first matchup against Missouri. So I think Rodney Magruder at Kansas State is a guy to consider. Probably won't eat up a ton of your salary cap either. Miami, Kenny Kanji. Talk about consistency. This guy's ultra consistent for Miami. He's hit double figures in every game but two, and those were early in the season. Usually good for about 5 to 8 rebounds a game. Assists don't really count on him. He only has had a handful of assists, it seems, all season long. But a guy, again, if you're looking for consistent numbers, he is going to put them up. And Miami right on the bubble right now in terms of making the NCAA tournament. So they need a big performance against Maryland tonight. Speaking of Maryland, Nick Faust has really stepped up his game. Pishon Howard went down recently, and that really ignited Faust. Kind of the freshman has really turned it up a notch. Double figures in 4 of the last 5 games. And he's usually good for about 5 to 7 rebounds and even had 6 assists a couple games ago. So Nick Faust might not be a bad option for Maryland. Last two guys I'm going to give you tonight, all playing in the same game, Ohio State and Illinois. First off is Jared Sullinger. Illinois has quit on Bruce Weber, and OSU, they need a big bounce back in this game, and I think they're going to get it. This is a home game for them. The first matchup, Sullinger went for 21-5. Not all that impressive, really, but he did have a double-double in both the games against Illinois last year, so I think Jared Sullinger will bounce back big tonight. So he's going to cost some money, but I think he'll pay himself off. The other guy is Brandon Paul. Now, it depends what site you're playing on. Took a quick look at a couple of salaries, and I think his price is too good to pass up on Daily Joust. He had a really bad game last game, and it brought his salary way down. So I would definitely play him there, but I think you might want to pass on DraftStreet and FanDuel just based on the factor of there's a little uncertainty, and he's certainly a little high priced on those sites. So he's capable of scoring a lot of points. He's capable of filling up the stat sheet. But like I just mentioned, it looks like Illinois has quit on their coach, and this game could get pretty ugly out there at OSU. So that's the quick rundown of college hoops. Again, best of luck in your games again tonight. I want to take a quick moment, say thank you to my good friends at Daily Joust. Their solo survivor tournaments have been a success. I have yet to win. I usually go a couple days into the tournament before I flame out. Unfortunately, I flamed out yesterday. Tough day for me in the NBA, but I will give it a try again. There's no question about it, and I'm sure they're going to continue to offer these, as it seems to be a pretty big success for them. And it's all based on the solo contest. I've spoken about them many of times. great little idea where you don't have to worry about playing an opponent. You basically like play the house. You just have to hit a certain number. You hit that number and you win. Only site offering these is over there at Daily Joust. If you're an NHL fan, they've got plenty of NHL action there. And I've spoken about it many times before. My favorite aspect maybe of the site is the fact that you have so much versatility when creating contests. If you want to do a 50-50 high cap, you can do it. And you can decide how many players you want in it. And it's very unique. And one of the sites out there that offers the ability to create your own 50-50 contest. And just a great job by them developing the site, improves day by day, and tons new players coming on the site every single day, which I know people are often looking for. So please give them a try to earn your daily fantasy business. They are dailyjoust.com. And with that, folks, I'm going to say goodbye to you today. Really quick podcast. We'll return tomorrow. Full slate of NBA games. We'll also hit up on the PGA Tour this week. And if you got any feedback whatsoever, I'd love to hear it. Dan at RotoGrinders.com. Remember, follow us on Twitter at RotoGrinders. Lots of injury news is going to be coming down in the next couple of days. Had a lot of guys get banged up in the NBA last night. So when you put your rosters together, make sure you take a look at our Twitter feed. We'll help you out. We'll give you some value plays and some salaries and some information there as well, live up to the minute. And lastly, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Easiest way to get it each and every day. Till then, everybody, thank you so much for checking us out. It's been the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust, and we will talk to you again tomorrow. See you, folks.